The Christie administration is vehemently denying allegations from Hoboken's mayor that it pressured her to sign off on a redevelopment deal for Sandiade. Meanwhile, a powerful law firm has turned up as a controversial player in the dispute. Scott Gurian from New Jersey Spotlight reports.
Wolf and Sampson represents a developer that wants to build a 40-story tower in Hoboken. The law firm was founded by close Christie ally David Sampson, now chairman of the Port Authority, the same agency at the center of the Fort Lee Lane closure scandal. The Port Authority also funded a study for the Hoboken development. It's unclear if Wolf and Sampson knew of the threats Mayor Zimmer says Christie administration officials allegedly made that they'd withhold Sandiade if she didn't support the development. Still, some critics cry foul since the state chose the firm to help audit its handling of the disaster recovery. The Sierra Club's Jeff Tittle says the firm's closeness to the governor means it's not independent. Wolf and Sampson released a statement saying its conduct in the Hoboken deal was appropriate in all respects. For WNYC, I'm Scott Gurian.